Oh, yeah.
Live acoustic musical intro provided by Nick Canuel, a local musician and talent. You were here playing last night at the Jersey till how late?
Oh, man.
No, you don't answer
about midnight? 12:15, I think, actually.
And your band is?
Little Larry and the Drive.
And y'all play in addition to... how often do you play here at the Jersey Lakes?
Every other week. We have a split house band with a band called Laurie McDonald and Comet Deluxe. So we're here, you know, every... They have a week, then we have a week, then we have a week, you know, trade it off. So, yeah, every 2 weeks.
And then when you're not headlining on your guitar, you're also a part of our sister station up here, KQ&A.
Yeah, Arizona's hometown radio group, yeah.
And what's your role there?
A little bit of everything.
That's the way radio works.
It really is. You know, I do news, I do weather, I do contests and stuff like that on one of our stations. Just all kinds of stuff. Fun stuff, though.
Well, a couple years ago, I was sitting here setting up for this broadcast. And I heard you playing. I thought, man, if he could come back in the morning and do our intro and ask you back again this year. So we appreciate you coming down.
Yeah, no, I'm always happy to be here.
Of your guitar magic for us. That acoustic sounds great. So don't be afraid to strum it here and there through the hour. We're going to have a show, all of our intro. It's Rosie on the House if you'd like to join the conversation. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-767-4348. Rosie, for you, we have this hour, our topic hour, we're focused on manufactured housing, modular housing, the history, evolution, and development of the industry, and it kind of started off with a special guest.
You know what? We've touched on this subject at Rosie on the House over the last 29 years just once or twice, and it almost always in the past has revolved around the point that as a part of our mission to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we get a lot of inquiries from people in manufactured homes that are looking to have improvements, remodeling, repairs done. And it can be tough at times to find tradespeople that are comfortable dealing with the components of a manufactured home. So we're constantly trying to reach out there and develop a pool, a stable, a group of tradespeople throughout the state that are comfortable placing, remodeling, repairing, or maintaining. And it was in a project I was actually involved in last summer in the little town of Springerville, Arizona. I was a part of a volunteer team of about 60 guys that brought two modular buildings up and attached it to an existing building and completely remodeled all four buildings over the course of a weekend. We moved in on Thursday night, started tearing everything apart, and by the time we all packed our trucks and left the property on Sunday, they had a crew of volunteer women coming in on Monday to start cleaning up. We had replaced the flooring, we had changed the framing, we had rewired the building, we had replumbed the building, we had installed new mechanical and heating and cooling equipment, we had sheetrocked the property, and we had painted the property, working virtually around the clock in different shifts. It was one of the most fascinating, rewarding weekends that we've ever been involved with for the Living Hope Center in Springerville, Arizona. And that was really kind of my introduction to modular housing. And I got to thinking, you know, they aren't much different than the stick-built conventional homes we're putting up on site. And it occurred to me that at our remodeling company located in Scottsdale, the number one request we have received in 2016 is, Rosie, can you come help me explore what the options are for bringing mom or dad back home, back into our property. And I took a phone call in particular from Miss Lynn in the middle of the summer, as I recall, and she wanted me to come out and take a look at her property, their property, Lynn and Steve. They were on a little bit larger lot out in the North Valley, and they wanted to bring mom home. So Steve's agreed to join us by phone here this morning, and I want to talk through, for the benefit of all of our listeners, the decision-making process Steve and Lynn went through to come up with what they now have as a very nearly completely finished product. Steve, I certainly appreciate you carving time out of your Saturday morning to join us here at Rosie on the House.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rosie. It's been great to have you kind of running along on this project with us and to give us your expert advice.
Well, Lynn had called me, and we had she had contacted us by email, let me know what she was thinking about doing, and she and I visited by phone, and I told her, I said, you know, here's about what we're going to spend to build a custom, standalone mother-in-law suite with kitchen and bathroom and small living sitting area and bedroom. Is that roughly within y'all's budget? And quite frankly, as I remember the conversation, she didn't know what her budget needed to be. She says, well, we just know we want to bring Mom home. So I said, well, I tell you what, why don't you go out and take a look at some of the modular units and see if there's anything that fits your fancy there? Why don't you talk through that first encounter?
My mother-in-law and Lynn had been out looking at all kinds of different options, and so many were expensive and too far away, and we wanted to have her in close to where, you know, we could be there for her if she needed us, or she could be there for us if we needed her. And so the ladies went out and decided to look at some manufactured homes and by a local company here in the Valley. And they went out to look at them because we really didn't have an idea of what they were looking like these days. I mean, the last time any of us had been in a manufactured home was probably 20, 30 years ago. And, you know, they just weren't up to par back then. And so the ladies went and toured a bunch of models at a local company here and said, these things were amazing. They're not your typical mobile homes anymore. They were very well upgraded, vaulted ceilings, nice walls. I mean, basically when they went looking at them, you thought you were in a regular stick construction house. And the price was well within the budget. And so they started the process of looking and finding a model, a floor plan, and figuring out what upgrades and seeing if we could pull it off and put it on our luckily we had enough room on our lot and see if we could put it on our lot.
Well, go ahead, Rick.
How much room did you need for that?
Well, we're blessed. We got an acre and a quarter, and the house itself is about, I think it's 16 by 42 approximately. And there was, based on our house, our standing house as it is, our house, the layout of our house and our septic and everything else on our property didn't really allow us to add on to our existing structure. We would have had to do too much demolition on other existing structures to be able to add on to the house. So putting a manufactured home out on our lot was the better option, and it gives her more of the independence to feel like she's living, you know, not connected to us, but close enough. You know, she's got her own little place, and she'll have her own yard and patio, and it'll feel more like a home for her.
So y'all go out, you find a floor plan that she's very happy with, you're impressed with the construction materials of the manufacturer, and again, it is a local manufacturer right there in the Valley, and you make the purchase. And then Lynn, bless her heart, calls us back at Rosie on the House and says, wow, you know, that was a great idea, Rosie. Now come put it together for us. I said, well, you know, I'm really not an expert in that. Let me try and find somebody for you. And I said, why don't you call the people you bought it from and see if they can recommend a couple people. Y'all got a quote from someone I think the manufacturer recommended. I came out to the property and visited y'all. We kind of looked the quote over. I thought it was extremely reasonable for all the work he was doing. Y'all proceeded, made the purchase, had the unit delivered. And at what point are y'all at this point?
Well, they brought the casita in, that's what we're calling it. They brought it in at the end of September. Amazing to watch the skill level of these guys driving a gigantic house through our RV gate and in the backyard.
You did have that one tight corner they were going to have to negotiate. I remember that.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a trimming of the trees and just a few blocks taken out of the block wall to get it through. But, I mean, there was not but an inch to 2 inches on each side. And those guys were threading the needle with that thing. It was you could just tell that they were a highly skilled crew. And so they got it set out back. And instead of doing your old typical kind of junky-looking skirting around the bottom of it.
The house on wheels look.
Right, exactly. They actually removed some of our dirt and set it down a little lower to make it a little more convenient for my mother-in-law. And they did a beautiful block skirting all the way around it. They actually came out then and stuccoed the entire structure. And right now we're just pretty much waiting for the front porch and front porch roof to be put on and power to be hooked up, and it'll be good to go. And
it, fantastic.
Well, Steve, really does not look like a manufactured home. It looks like it was site-built.
That's what I want to visit with you about right when we get back, because, folks, what I want the rest of you to know is they got this done for exactly one-third what it would have cost them to hire me and come out and build a custom structure to match their home exactly and perfectly. Back with Steve right after this.